The main opposition parties will tonight come together to call for emergency action on the waiting list for what's known as an assessment of need. Now, an assessment identifies whether a child has a disability, such as autism, as well as what services or therapies are needed to help them. According to HSE figures, by the end of the year, the number of children on the waiting list for 6 months or longer is likely to rise to 25,000. Tonight's motion coincides with a 50-hour protest outside Leinster House by 14-year-old disability rights campaigner Cara Dermody. This morning, she spoke to politicians. The Social Democrats' mental health spokesman Liam Quaid said the waiting list was a reflection of the government's deep failure on the issue.
We've 15,000 children overdue an assessment of need at the moment. The government have said that they're projecting by the end of the year that will have risen to 25,000. And it almost seems like they've kind of given up on the issue. We had an announcement in January that there's going to be a disability unit established in the Department of the Taoiseach. We've no real sense of the workings of that unit and what they've achieved so far, whether they've even met. And I think it's also really important to say that the assessment of need crisis sits within a much broader failing across the disability sector in general. So even for those families who do have an assessment of need completed, what they're facing then is a further kind of purgatory of waiting and waiting on endless waiting lists.
Liam Quaid there of the Social Democrats. Hildegard Nocton is the Minister for State with responsibility for disability, and she's in our Leinster House studio this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Why are so many children waiting so long for an assessment?
Well, I think we saw in 2021 there was 3,500 assessments overdue. And as you heard in that clip there today, it's currently at 15,000. This is completely unacceptable that vulnerable people clearly in need of state support are left wanting, and absolutely not acceptable that families who I am meeting up and down the country who are stressed and frustrated that their children are not getting access to the therapies they need. So, as I see it, there are three fundamental issues here that government has to address in order to deliver that step change in relation to disability services around tackling the long waiting lists of those assessment of needs, where nobody will lose their statutory entitlement to have that assessment, but we need to look at the process by which those assessments are completed. Also making sure that there are other arms of the state not requesting and requiring an assessment of need unnecessarily, for example, maybe for housing supports, for domiciliary care. Also then we need to be increasing the supply of therapists on the ground. When I was in my last brief in special education, I was meeting parents saying that their child is in a special school, for example, and they have not had access to an occupational therapist or a speech and language therapist. And it's for that reason I started the pilot in special schools in Dublin, Cork and Galway, and now Minister Helen McEntee is rolling that out to all special schools across the country. So that's separate, but it will help children get access to therapies who need it. And then also looking at the additional places in higher education. So Minister Patrick O'Donovan started this process last September. We've 150 extra therapists now going through our third level institutions. I want at least that and more going through this coming September. Also looking at recruitment drives domestically and internationally, attracting more therapists into the system.
All right. You say the current situation isn't acceptable, but the government has been saying that for a long time now. A year ago, additional funding of 7 million euro was announced. That doesn't seem to have made any difference. Why not?
So we have allocated an extra 10 million for private assessments to try and get through those assessment of need waiting lists. And we have seen in the first 3 months of this year, an extra 1,400 assessments carried out. So that's an increase of 65%. But it's not enough. So this is not just about looking at the waiting list. We need to be increasing the number of therapists right across the board. And we're not the only country in relation to, I suppose, trying to access those therapists in a situation where we have full employment. But we also need to look at the demands and the requirements and maybe the culture in maybe some state agencies that are asking for an assessment of need where it's not required.
Right, so you're saying that other state agencies need to come on board here and they need to be more flexible.
Yeah, for example, one issue which has been addressed is around the domiciliary care allowance. On that application form, it didn't demand it, but it said, if you have an assessment of need, please insert it here. That now has been removed from the application form where people don't need it. If you're looking for housing supports, again, there may have been a culture out there, or they may have been asked for an assessment of need that may help them. They feel it helps them to get, you know, housing, and it doesn't. You don't need an assessment of need for that.
And
but
yet,
that's only part of it.
Isn't it important, though, that children are assessed so it's known exactly what help and what sort of therapies they need?
Yes, and that's what I'm hearing from parents who know that there is, you know, an issue with their child, and they want to know what it is. They want to get the correct therapies, and that's why they want access to those assessments. At the moment, the average time for an assessment of need is 30 hours. It can take up to 90 hours to carry out an assessment. A third of those that go through the assessment of need process, it turns out that they do not have a disability. So they went through that whole process. Now, not saying that they didn't need supports. They may have needed other health supports, but this needs to be clinician-led, and this is what my department are doing, working with clinicians, looking at how we can change the process by which the assessment of needs are completed so that children and adults, in some cases, get access to the therapies and the services that they need at an earlier stage in the process.
Is the government embarrassed that a 14-year-old girl feels the need to stand in front of Leinster House for 50 hours to try and highlight the problem?
I have met Cara and Dermody a number of times. She's a very strong and a vocal advocate. And you are correct. It's not acceptable that someone feels that they have to stage a public protest to draw attention to this issue. She is absolutely correct around. She's advocating for her own family, but also for families right across the country who are affected by these assessment of need delays. And it is an absolute priority for myself as minister, sitting at the cabinet table with responsibility for disability, for Minister Foley, for the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste. There is a disability unit now set up within the Department of the Taoiseach.
We heard Liam Quaid there saying he's not quite sure what it's doing.
I'm on the Cabinet Committee for Disability, which has met several times. We're meeting again. We just met about 2 weeks ago in relation to the assessment of need. And myself and Minister Foley will be reporting to the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste in relation to an update on this. I want to assure families listening to this afternoon, I know the anger, the frustration out there. We are absolutely prioritising not only reducing the waiting lists. What is this about? This is about children getting access to those therapies. And everything that can be done will be done in relation to ensuring that we're increasing the number of therapists and looking at the wider system in relation to assessment of needs to make sure that it's efficient and that children and adults with disabilities are getting the services that they deserve.
Hildegard Nocton, Minister for State with Responsibility for Disability, thank you for joining us on the News at One.